Lachs and Dinosim. We have time to go into all the Machshava and Chassidus and so on, wrapped into that little thing that's on the door. Let's do this maybe today, tomorrow to finish it, and then we're going to begin Be'ez Hashem. I hope on Wednesday we'll be able to begin the next mitzvah in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Hakel, which this year is a year of Hakel. The year after Shemitah is the year of Hakel. There's a show we'll be able to start the mitzvah of Hakel, I hope on Wednesday. Every piece in the Kudei Lachas is based upon a teaching, either in Lekutei Maharan or Sichas Aran, or one of the stories on the Sipur Maaseus. And this, which is Halachas Aleph, Halachas Mezuzah, you know, Lekutei Lachas is a sefer that Nachman told Rav Nosson to take all of Shulchan Aruch and to explain Shulchan Aruch according to his teachings, according to Rav Nachman's teachings. Those who have ever learned a little bit of Lekutei Lachas knows that it's a remarkable, remarkable sefer. It opens up all different inyanim and halacha to understand the aim of the death. So here, in order to do it properly, we'd really have to learn inside the it's printed in the back of the Lekutei Maran by the Maaseus, and we don't have time for that. And we're not going to do that. We're going to just try to get a little bit of an understanding of that, which it's hard without learning it for a long time properly inside. But I think that we'll have to have a lot to gain just by skimming the surface a little bit. In that piece that's printed in the back of Lekutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman says, at least look at the first line, just in the bold print on top. It says Aleph, Al Pi Mashem Avur B'Seif, Seif Lekutei Maran Nitfas Etzal Ma'isis B'Daf Tetzvav. This one line where Rabbi Nachman says, Roi Lo Odom Lahargilas Atzma Liyos Barlam Haba. Just stop with that. Roy la adam la hargilas atzmai. It is proper that a person should accustom himself liyos ba'olam haba, to be in olam haba. What does that mean? That a person should be margil himself, should accustom himself to be in olam haba. That sounds scary, even though everybody looks forward to a good chelik in olam haba, but they wanted to be a fellow in twine. And that lahargil atzma liyaz b'olam haba, to accustom oneself to be an olam haba. And then he speaks about the 310 olamas that we learn in the Chazal tell us the 310 olamas worlds that Hashem has for the tzaddikim. What does it mean to accustom oneself to being an olam haba? And how is this connected to the mitzvah of mezuzah? So we'll begin with Ois Gimel, the last line on that, on the first page. Zev Bechinas Mezuzah. This is the Bechina, the aspect of the mitzvah of mezuzah. Shekoyven bePesach Habayis, that we affix at the opening to the house. Kedei Lizkos Atzma, the next page. In order to remind oneself Ba'ilam Haba of the next world, Shloi Lashkarech as Hashem is Baruch, not to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh Iker Mitzvah Mezuzah. That is the Iker of the Mitzvah of Mezuzah. Kedei Lizkar Ba'Hashem is Baruch. The Iker of the Mitzvah of Mezuzah is to remember Hashem Shabbat. Is to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo Shekosev, as it's written, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's the Ikur, to remember Hashem Shabbat. That's what's written in the Mezuzah.
It's the parsha of Shema. Shezeh Iker Bechinas Zichron Elohim, which is the main aspect of remembering Olam Haba, of remembering that there's a world that exists right now other than this world, and that this world is not the main world. Olam Haba is not a place just far off in the future, something after life, but it's that other reality, which is me'eva, which is beyond the reality that we're looking at with our eyes. Ki ikar ha'olam haba. What's the ikar olam haba? What did Rabbi Nachman mean when he said that we should accustom ourselves to living in olam haba? How do you live in olam haba? So he says, ki ikar ha'olam haba, who sha'oz yakir v'yedu z'achdus yisborach. The ikar of olam haba is that. Whatever it means, one thing is certain and clear, that in that world of Olam Haba, in that reality of Olam Haba, Yekiru V'yedu, everybody will recognize and will understand Achdus Yisbarach Hashem is oneness. K'mo shekosov b'yom ahu Yashem echad u'shmeyecha. As it says on that day, Uksiv, and it says in Pasuk, Yikulam Yedu Osi. Everybody will know me. Shezeh Iker Shashua Olam Haba. That is the main delight, the main Shashua of Olam Haba. That's what Olam Haba is. That clear understanding and recognition of Hashem Echad. K'mo shekosov Adonai Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha B'Mokom Acher. V'zikaron zeh, and this remembering, this zikaron, was the mezuzah, is the parasha of Shema. This zikaron zeh lizkar b'Hashem Yisborach, to remember Hashem Yisborach, shu zichron ha'olam haba, which is the reminder, which is remembering the other world. If to be particularly careful with this and mindful of this when you're building a house or moving into a house. Because a person who builds a house in this world, when a person builds a house in this world, it's as if he's forgotten that there's another world. If a person settles in and sets up shop, ad kedekach, that he builds a home, in the olam hazeh, a permanent dwelling place in this world, it's ki'ilu he's forgotten that there's another world. To understand, you know, that imagine a person's online to the, you know, to get into the new Yankee Stadium, which I heard is a beautiful place. So I'm allowed to get into the new Yankee Stadium, and while he's online over there, he has a contract to come over and build him a place to live, you know. Online, just to build them on the way into the stadium. So what are you doing? Says, I want to have a place to live. This is only a place to get into the Yankee Stadium. The AK's Yankee Stadium. This is just a way to get into the Yankee Stadium. So what are you building yourself a house over here online? It's a kaifer in Yankee Stadium. It's a kfir in Yankee Stadium. The whole thing is to go in, not to stay over here. And the fact that you may look. That a person has a tent because it might be cold waiting outside. He puts a blanket over himself. But that he builds actually a stone house with windows and all kinds of fixtures and appliances. It seems that he's settling into that place. And he's forgotten that there's no Olam Haba. Olam Haba is the stadium. And he's settling into this place. So it's ki'ilu yishachei chas v'shalom Olam Haba. And he's made for himself a permanent dwelling place in this world, which hakala v'ha'ayver, which is destroyed and disappears. He sunk himself into a place that's like, it's not real. It's not lasting. This is what Rabbi Nachman was saying, to watch the custom himself to living in Olam Haba. Because if a person would think deeply and truthfully about the Kriyas, about where he's supposed to truly be and live, the Kriyas Chai Olam Haba, and he would think about how quickly this entire world, life in this world, flitters away. If you would think about that in a deep way, with a mehiras prichas ha'olam hazeh ha'ayver ketzel ayver, like we say in the davening in Yom Deroin in the Sana Taikif, some pasuk, but it passes like a shadow, u'cheonan kala, like a cloud that just dissipates. There is certainly no greater insanity. There's no greater insanity than a person building a permanent home, a place to live for this moment, for this little moment of existence. That is going to disappear without any doubt very quickly. And therefore we find in Tanakh in many places, for instance, Tziva Yoinadav ben Rechav, Levanav Sheyeshu Ba'ahalim. Yoinadav ben Rechav, which discussed in Malachim Beis and in Sefer Yimyo, he was a descendant of Yisro, of the king, and as such was given special privileges as being part of Klal Yisro, and always the hakaras hatov that he had to the family of Yisro, the descendants of Yisro. And when the Jewish people were going down, it's the time of Tzidkio and Bavel, when the Jews were going down, leaving Eretz Yisrael, and everybody was going into Golos and Bavel, so Yonadav, who was a very well-to-do person, told his children that when they go down, going into Golos, they should live in tents. Sheyeshev b'holam lo yivnu batim. They shouldn't build any homes. They should just put up some tents in Golos. Because a person who builds a home without thinking, without das, without giving a deep thought, he's not suggesting, of course, as we'll see, he's not suggesting that we live in tents. But he's saying that a person who builds a house without das, without giving a deep thought, without attaching himself to the mezuzah, the shechech b'olam haba, and forgets that there's another world of Hashem Echad, that the tachlis of this world is the other world. A person who does that, who builds a house without das and forgets the other world, who bevadai garua mimeshuga, he's worse than a lunatic. First he just said he's a meshuga. Now he says he's garua mimeshuga. He's crazier than a meshuga. And regarding this, it says in the pasuk, "Hai b'ne beis of leitzedik v'aliyosef." Oy, for the person who builds a house that is not true, and he builds aliyosef means floors. Aliyosef means second floor, third floor of the house. Also with falsehood. Ha'imer evneli beis midas. Person says, "I'm going to build a very expansive home, a big house." Also, to build a powerful, big house. Uksiv habonim charova islamai. The Navi says a person thinks he's building some magnificent palace and he's really, Baina Charovis is building a place that's doomed to destruction. Uvotin is atidu legalim. And they're building homes. The Navi says you're building homes that are doomed to become waste, to become wasteland, to become desolate. V'chein harbe. And there are many such psukim. Alkain, therefore, beknisas habayis. Therefore, at the entrance to a home, a person builds an olam haza, a house. Alkain beknisas habayis srichin liyizar ma'oid. You have to be very careful that at the entrance of the home, that is, as Rav Nosson says, a person has to be meshuga. If he doesn't think about this. So therefore, Hashem wanted us to think about it, to have something to remind us. At the entrance to the home, Sichin Lazar Ma'od Liska Tekef Ba'ilam Haba. Therefore, when you're entering into the house, into this place that you've set up in Olam Hazah, Hashem Yisbarach wants us to immediately remember Olam Haba. To remember Hashem Echad. Shesham Ikar Habayis. And to know that the Ikar Habayis is not this house. But the Ikar Habayis is Olam Haba. It's not the Ikar Habayis. Shesham Ikar Kriyas. And the Ikar Kriyas, the main Kriyas of a person, is an Olam Haba. Like Rabbi Nachman said, that a person should be margul himself to think about Olam Haba. That's the main Kriyas of a person, is in that world of Hashem Echad. That's the kriyas of a person. And obviously you could tell in a person's life where he lives, where his main headquarters are. His main headquarters in Olam Hazah, or his main headquarters in Olam Haba. That's the famous Dorf Nechal Tzayim that we all heard as children, and if not, very soon when we grew up, about the person who was visiting the Chalitz Chaim and was surprised that the Chalitz Chaim had such a legally furnished place, if you could even call it that, whatever that was there, and this visitor asked the Chavetz Chaim, how come he was living this way? Chavetz Chaim said, well, where's your furniture? Where are your belongings? So the man said, I'm just passing through. So the Chavetz Chaim said, same with me. I don't live here, I'm just passing through. I mean, that the Chavetz Chaim wasn't trying to say something that would get him into the Hamodiyah, or anything like that. Or, you know, look good in the biography of the Chavetz Chaim. It was the simplest thing in the world to him. But there are people that we know that spend a large part of their lives fixing up their homes only to die in the hospital. But it's not even Zeichel to die in the hospital, they fixed up. They die in the hospital. He spent his whole life working on his house. Him and his wife with it. They forgot to take it off from the table. There's in the living room where they were sitting shiva, they had there a stack, not one stack, stacks of these fat magazines all about homes, like design, living, whatever. This is such a house, I don't know. You should see this house also. But they had stacks of those that weren't done, they were still horrifying in the Indian. Of what can we do in this house? And the Baal HaBos wasn't even zeicha to die in the house. He was in the hospital for like 3 weeks, 4 months before. There wasn't even zeicha to die. They should have had stacks about how to decorate hospitals. Instead of decorating the house and fixing up the house like that, so much machshava, so much thought went into everything in the house. and people look at you look at a simple place, here or in Israel, you go to somebody's house that they don't have anything like that. You think it had such a batlon, it's not, how could they live this way? Even if that person is living in Olam Haba, the person's kriyas is Olam Hazah. So you could tell the kriyas is Olam Hazah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, again, it's not, that doesn't mean to say that a person can't have a nice home. But it's what a person's mind is and what his thoughts are. and the mezuzah is there to nail into his brain that reality of Hashem Echad, so that he doesn't become crazy, like Nelson says, to be meshuggah, or worse than a meshuggah. One of the signs of a meshuggah is that he doesn't know where he is. That's one of the signs of a crazy person. He acts in a way that he doesn't. When he's supposed to get dressed, he gets undressed. When he's supposed to get undressed, he gets dressed. He does. Everything is in the wrong. He doesn't behave in a way that is becoming for the place that he's in. That's what a meshuggah is. The biggest shigon, Rabbi Nelson says, is if a person forgets about Olam Haba and he lives in this world. And that's his Makom Kviyus. That's where he sets up shop. Olam Haza. So the opening of the house, since that's the place that, as Meshugarim, we have built for ourselves. So at the entrance, we put the mezuzah, the Hashem Echad. Remember, with the Ikar HaBayis, where's the main? What's the main headquarters? The main place of a Jew. The Ikar Kriyas. Umasha Bani Lo Bayis B'Zahar Elam. And what about the house that you have in the world? Mr. Chassam Soif wrote in the Tshuva that somebody was asking a question about making a Shachiyona by Chalidus HaBayis over there in Pressburg, and the Chassam Soif couldn't believe it. He was like so misfall. He said, how is it even allowed for a person to build a stone house in Chutzlars? He said it was bordering on heresy in his mind. That's the Chassam Soif. A stone house? A permanent house in Chutzlars? So what do you think this is over here? So of course we go in, so poor Rabbi Schreiber, poor Chassam Soif. No, what do you think? I mean, that's how it is. That people live in homes and they sell them and they give them over to their children. They go on for generations and generations. The Chassam Soif saw things in that way. So what about the house in this world? So what about the houses that we build in this world? So Rabbi Nelson says the house that a person does build in this world, even though there were tzaddikim who said that they told their children to live in tents, but the houses that we built in this world also should only be a place that will help us remember Olam Haba. Who gam kein rak b'shul ha'olam haba, kadesh yuchal lavay b'beisav as Hashem is baruch, so that you should have a home that's comfortable, that will help you to serve Hashem. Basic attire. To be able to learn Torah in that house, the tefillah, the daven in that house, the achnasas orchim to have guests in the house, chod Shabbos, to be mechabit Shabbos properly in that house, and so on. Yitzara kolacha lekavan bebinyan beisam. Each person should have in mind when he builds his house or he moves into his house, sheyia beiso beis Torah. But the house should be a house that's filled with Torah. Beis Tfila, a house that's filled with davening. Beis Vad L'Chachamim, a gathering place for the Chachamim. Beis Basuch Levocha, this is just from the parak for now, there goes. A house that's wide open for all guests, for people. Guests doesn't mean the, you know, your favorite little couples. People who need a place. The Yuaniyim b'nei Beisai, poor people are comfortable in your house, the b'nei Bayis, the people that need a place to stay. For us, Beisa, Beis Hashem. And then your house is not the place of a Meshuggah, but it's a place in this world that's really is like an embassy of Olam Haba. It's a place of Olam Haba. It's a Beis Hashem. If the entire house exists for Inyanei Kedusha, and that's the intention, and so on. So then it's a Beis Hashem. Well, Zed Neman, regarding this type of a house, it says in the Pasuk, V'chachma yibana bayis. With chachma, with wisdom, a person builds his house. That's what it says. V'oz bevadai mitzvah gedoy l'shiyivu l'bayis l'shem Hashem. That's already a mitzvah. A house like that, as bevadai mitzvah gedoy l'shiyivu l'bayis l'shem Hashem. That's already a mitzvah. Gedola. It's not a shigon. It's not a craziness. It's a mitzvah gedola. Shiyivu l'bayis l'shem Hashem. To have a house l'shem Hashem. V'al kein tzvichim l'gboi mezuzah. Therefore, we have to put up a mezuzah. Kidei liska tekech v'knises habayis b'yichud Hashem's baruch. To remember right away when you come into the house, what's the tachlis of a house? And to accustom yourself to remembering Olam Haba. B'yichud Hashem's baruch. To remember right away when you walk into the house, to look at the mezuzah, to touch the mezuzah, and to remember b'yichud Hashem's baruch. Shezeu b'chinas zichron ha'olam haba, which is remembering the next world. Va'oz davka habayis roi lihibonis lehizkayim. And only then is the house really worthy of being built and lasting. Ki eno shecher chas v'sholom ba'olam haba. Because this person who connects himself to the mezuzah doesn't forget Olam Haba. V'ayis el atz makriyas bayis b'olam hazeh oyve chasashon. He doesn't forget and make for himself makriyas in this world a permanent dwelling place, meaning a mindset of this world. Bakadarab. Just the opposite. Kubaina Besa Bishvil Zikhun Alam Haba. Davka. He builds his house as another way to remember Alam Haba. So the house is filled with Torah and Tefillah. And Achnas Zorachim. And the Beis Vav Chachamim and so on. Shui Yichud Shmoyiz Baruch, which is the unification of Hashem's name. That's what Olam Haba is, that clear understanding that Hashem is the Tachlis. Azai Beis HaNivna Yidei HaTzadikim HaMekayim HaYisraelim. And then your house is a house that is built by the Tzadikim. That's what Rabbi Nachman is talking about in that Torah. It's a very deep inyan. Then the house is a house that's built by tzaddikim, the kaimin asylum, who uphold the world. Shem oiskim livna is batim harbe. All the tzaddikim are doing in this world are building homes. The homes that they're building are not of bricks. The homes that they're building are homes of Torah and Tefillah. For each person that the tzaddik meets and affects and inspires, the homes that the tzaddikim are building are the homes in Olam Haba. The tzaddikim are influencing us and helping us to have beautiful homes. That Chazal tells us that what Hashem has reserved for the tzaddikim in Olam Haba, 310 worlds. Whatever that means, it's a beginning, it's just the end of Shas. 310 Diris, Elims. Those are the apartments, those are the homes that the tzaddikim are helping us build for ourselves while we're in this world. To build 310 Elims. Shem Boinen Elu Habatim Shel Hashay Elims. They build these homes of the 310 worlds. Nimachloikis. What does that mean? From disagreements from machlokes. That's what Menachem is talking about. Hayinu mehasholem sho'eseh ben hamachlokes, b'mchinas sholem bayis. means that the tzaddikim spend their entire lives making shalom bayis. Is machlokes because of this world? What does it mean machlokes? Machlokes doesn't only mean between a husband and wife, or between friends or family members, whatever. Machlokes means when a person is torn in half, he's divided. He can't find himself, he doesn't know who he is. And as a result of that, there's no shalom bayis. Ain shalom benafshi. There's no peace in my soul. That's machlokes. That grows into machlokes between people and so on. But the beginning of machlokes is the lack of shalom bayis within oneself, between the neshama and the guf, between the shamayim and arutz within himself. There's no peace. Ein shalom benashiv nechatos. Doesn't have peace. What's the inyan of the tzaddik? The inyan of the tzaddik is to make shalom. Shaisev and machloek is the beginning of shalom bayis. When misham nivne beisai, that's how the tzaddikim build homes. They make shalom bayis. They bring people together, and they bring the person himself together. Shalom bayis. Ki ikar binyan habayis b'shvil shalom. Because the ikar binyan habayis is for shalom. That's what the house is. There's the world inside and there's the world outside. There's the person himself and there's what goes on around him. And the ikar binyan habayis is b'shvil shalom. The main reason that a person has a house is so that there should be shalom. Ki b'chutz u'b'chinas machlokes. Because outside of his house, everything is divided and separated. Outside of the person's house is a different world. It's a world that consists of millions and billions of people going in their own inyanim in different directions. And what's the purpose of a house? The purpose of a house is that a person has somewhere in his life where he goes into that place and he has shalom. Here, there's one tachlis. Here, there's peace. Outside is machlokes. Outside is confusion and separation. Inside is shalom. That's the deeper meaning of shalom bayis. Ki b'chutz u'b'chinas machlokes, ki kol echad nechlak la'atzma. Outside, everybody has his own mahalach. So outside of one's house, it's all machlokes, because machlokes means each person is chaluk, is divided and separate with his own inyan, with his own world, his own way. Kemufuzarim uferodim veinim kubotzim yachad. Outside, everybody's separated and dispersed because they don't have any common inyan. Everybody's got his own thing going on. Sometimes I'm sure you've thought about this, maybe I'm wrong, but I think people think about this. Like when I'm going somewhere, driving someplace far away with a family or something, like when I go to like this village, you know, and it has 110 people or families in the village, and I always think, how did you end up over here? What is it over here in this place, these people? Who are these people that they have such a... They ended up davkin in this village over here. You go, there's on a plane someplace. Flying over. I was coming back from the West Coast, I think, so that's where it was. And there was a big place, it was like, desert over there. And there's like a shtetl, you can see from the plane. It's like, I don't know, it was like in the middle of nowhere, there's nothing. And it was like a shtetl. So what are you doing over there? Who are you? What is it? What brought you to that place? Does he even know what is the our main centers in Golis? You understand how, you know, it's probably the center we brought them, you know, Parnosa. Jews always preferred, in general, to live by the water. To have a fast exit. to be able to get out and meet Bidin. Like the idea of being closed down on all four sides, it's it usually wasn't good for us. We needed a way to get out. But and for practical reasons upon us, because that's the main way Jews were able to communicate with each other in such a way to have upon us. Because wherever Jews lived in the world, they did business with each other and so on. And so why is it Davke? The Jews settled in certain places more than other. But it's always a pellet to me. When I'm in the country, I like to drive around sometimes to go, and it's, what are you doing over here? I feel like stopping people and asking what's the history of the family. Some of these people are there for like 200 years since the revolution, you know, like something. But yeah, to this mockum. But each person has his own world. It's not much world. So machloik is outside. Machloik doesn't just mean like fighting. Machloik means chinukim. Everybody's different and everybody's separate and has their own way. The moral talks about this. It speaks about Rachel Ibn as being that Keres Bayis, the name of Kenner Rachel, the Shavu Bar Magulam. What's a house of a Babayis? Shom HaKibbutz HaAsei for Yachad, the Pchinah Sholem Barachdas, Pchinah Sholem Bayis. The purpose of a house, even if you're alone in the house, even if God forbid you're by yourself, but the purpose of the house is that that's a place when you walk into that place and you touch the mezuzah, in that place there's shalom, achdus, it's clear what the purpose is. You have your mahalach. You step in from the confusion that's outside. And of course the saddest thing is when a person walks into a house with his machlokes, where your own house is filled with machlokes, when the husband and wife don't see eye to eye, when the husband wants to go in one way and the wife wants to go in another way, when the children and the parents are not together, that's the saddest thing. That's a shigon, that Shabbos says are crazy. An insanity. Because the whole tachlis of a house in this world is Olam Hav, not Olam Hazeh. And Olam Hav is the 310 homes. Shai Olam is the tzaddikim are building. when a person's thoughts are focused on the tachlis, then they find that they have a great deal in common with the other people of the home. That's what we're learning about in the Sfarim of the Levavim Das Atzim. But if a person's entire mitzvah is Olam Hazeh, even while he's home, he's not home. He's in a million places. And the whole Indian of the internet created such a frightening mitzvah. If you think about it, it's a pachad. I'm not saying this b'tayras Musa. I'm saying this b'tayras. The Torah's Metzias. The Musa is obvious. Say the Musa. The whole Metzias of having something in your house that takes you always away from your house is a pachad. Used to be, when a person came to his house, so let's say before there was a television. Television began to do that too. And before that there was a radio that started to do that. But let's say before that any of those came. You look at a painting from, you know, like from 1820, whatever it is. So, a person looks at that painting and he sees that there was such a place where a person would come to that place and there was no other place. No telephone. There was nothing outside of that world. The churban Habayis that comes as that began with telephones and then televisions and now has gotten so completely and totally beyond anything that's normal. It's surrealistic mamish that a person sits in a room in a house that he was zeichet to build in this miserable world. He was zeichet to have a house and most of the time he's not even in his house. I'm not talking about that he's on the road or he's at work. person has to make a panasa, whatever that is. But that he's sitting in his house, staring at his screen. That any of our ancestors would have seen such a thing, they would have said, he's yoisim in Mishra. If any of our ancestors would have seen somebody, that look of a person who's sitting, and his face is lit up, you know, you walk in, I Rosh Hashanah never to look for more than 2 minutes, I don't think, at a computer screen, somebody showing me something, I never sat at a computer. But you see a person, any of our ancestors would have seen such a thing, somebody of one of his eniklach sitting for 4 or 5 hours with a face on it, a light on his face, and ask him, where are you? He says, Zaidi, right now I'm in Hong Kong, I'm looking into getting a pair of socks from Hong Kong. You can get cheaper socks in Hong Kong. The guy comes home, he's home for a few hours. He's going to be out to get at work, and now the few hours that he's home, he's looking for socks in Hong Kong. So the Terry says, okay, you can get cheaper socks, it's hard to afford socks, so you can get cheaper socks in Hong Kong, whatever. If that's already a harm, I'm not talking about anything that's bad, that's nothing to go. But people are spending all their time in the house, going, looking at things, I don't know, whatever, looking up things, and even the Torah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to sit with Svarim and to look in a safe and not to hang around. Okay, of course, if a person's going to have it, it's better for that, of course. But I don't even know what's on there. I don't know what people are looking at all the time. I just know they're shopping. And I know people, there are people, because only people come to talk to me, there's a lot of tumah and all kinds of disgusting things too. And then probably there's just like a million things in between, a billion, I don't know, it's endless what they have. There's something like an encyclopedia, they told me. What are you telling me that, I don't know. That you could look up anything, you know, and it's a big time, it's a big Yetzer, I don't have to talk about it, everybody knows that. But in the context of what Rabbi Nosson is talking about here, if you think about the insanity of it, that the whole Indian of the house, Rabbi Nosson is saying, is Shalom Bayis, and outside the house is Machlaikis. Ki kol echad nechad la'atzma. Everybody's nechlak la'atzma. But it used to be that nechlak la'atzma meant that when you walk on the streets of Manhattan, you're wondering, like, what are these brilliant people doing? Like, that you're knocking into and you're avoiding. What is everybody going on? But now, each one of those people has a website. And you might be dumb enough to go onto it. You might be dumb enough to go onto that person's website. Until now, that person was just somebody in the street, was an invisible person on the street. But not anymore. It's a potential visitor to his website. What's his website? People have their own websites. I don't know why, but they have their own websites. I'm not talking about people selling, you know, business. People still have their own websites. We have now this Facebook, right? Facebook, the kids' lives are being much destroyed. Adults too, but children, whose lives are being destroyed by this. Putting the pictures and putting the biographies on. Biographies, whatever they are. Biographies. But putting things about themselves that they open up to other people, to the world. It's a child sitting in a house, and the parents are sleeping, he's sitting in a room someplace. Going out of the house. Used to be, you're worried, where you remember we used to have on Channel 5 at 10 o'clock, you know where your children are. Used to be always at 10 o'clock, Channel 5. My mother always had an inning to say, yeah, Baruch Hashem, they're right here. You know where your children are. That was the only news that Jews watched was Channel 5, for those who remember, because they had Martin Abend. They loved Jews on Channel 5. So, now, what do you mean? You know where your children are. Your kids in the house. You have police guards around the entire house, so they shouldn't leave. That's what you have to have nowadays. So you have the armed patrol around the house. The kids are 100% home, and you have television set up everywhere. And your kids are home. You have to see where your kids are. And the kids are home. So where's your kid? Your kid's in the basement. He's on the computer. He's not home. He's physically, he's in the house. Where is he? Help him. There was never such a thing. It's a pachem. I'm not even talking about the shmutz. It's the whole musag. Came from the zomer for them, and we could watch him yachad. Of a babai is shama kibbutz v'asef yachad, b'chin a sholom ha'afiz, b'chin a sholom ba'is. No shalom bias anymore. No shalom bias in the simplest place. The house is no longer a safe place. Because in the house itself, he can be torn in many directions between the people and then when he has these machines. We'll finish tomorrow, Mr.